A U.S. man wrongfully imprisoned for nearly 40 years is suing the officers he says helped frame him. Ricky Jackson has filed a lawsuit against the city of Cleveland in the state of Ohio. The lawsuit alleges that eight police officers put Jackson in prison for a murder he did not commit. Jackson was convicted at the age of 18, along with two others, based on the testimony of a 12-year-old boy. He was freed last November after the witness took back his testimony. His attorneys say that Jackson is believed to have served the longest prison term in the U.S. for someone wrongfully convicted. U.S. civil rights activist Randy Short says that America has never recognized the rights of African Americans.
This is old. African American people are not free. We've never had freedom, and this is just another way to deny us freedom, whether it's mass incarceration, mass abortion, closing of schools and building of prisons. There's an effort to prevent our people from attaining freedom. And this is just a micro example of the larger issue that we're not free. America has never recognized the freedom of African American people. They haven't paid reparations to our people for hundreds of years of slavery, discrimination, and apartheid. They can't pay, but they should do something. In fact, they shouldn't just do it for him. It needs to be done for all of us, along with us being autonomous from them. The real problem is we shouldn't be ruled by Anglo-Americans. They've shown themselves only willing to commit crimes like what they've done to this man, or what happened to Mr. Gray in Baltimore, or Trayvon Martin. We have an issue. The United States is a failed human rights state. Even the United Nations knows this. And as long as the power relationships are in the hands of the same whites that enslaved us, did genocide on us and our Amerindian relatives, we'll always have these stories. We need something else. The system needs to change. We must change it, or else ultimately we're going to end up like the Palestinians of the Holy Land. That's where this is going.